This is Steve Hiles welcoming you to episode 20 of the Teacher Rockstar Podcast, a place where tips and strategies critical to the new teacher are discussed. In today's episode, we will be talking about teacher retention. And why do 30 to 50% of teachers leave the classroom during the first 5 years? But first, a word from our sponsor. I am so excited to announce that the Teacher Rockstar Academy course pre-sale is on through April 30th, 2021. Now, this course is specifically created for the brand new teacher. It's ideal for the student teacher and perfect for the teacher rejoining the classroom after an extended absence. Learn how to enhance your classroom management skills and crush it during the first days of school. Learn more and take advantage of this money-saving opportunity by going to TeacherRockstarAcademy.com. That's TeacherRockstarAcademy.com. And start making a difference in the lives of boys and girls. Okay, let's dive right in. Teachers are essential professionals in any society, and they are responsible for the country's future. Sadly, although we understand the importance of teachers in our lives, yet we are facing a shortage of teachers. Many studies have shown that a large percentage of teachers leave their jobs within the first 5 years of starting, affecting the workforce negatively and affects the students' performance directly or indirectly. It's imperative that education leaders develop teacher retention strategies to turn these figures around. Statistical data shows that teachers are not just leaving one job for another. They just quit the profession once and for all. According to Edutopia, 260,000 teachers leave the profession every year, contributing to a nationwide shortage of teachers. This number has already risen to an alarming number, and an attempt to figure out the reason plagues the industry. Each year, we are observing a growing number of professionals who choose any other profession but teaching. After all, don't you think that most of them know what their salary will be before they go into the teaching profession? Well, of course they do. The main reasons teachers walk away from their jobs are because of the poor working conditions, unreasonable demands, and unrealistic expectations that they face every single day. Collectively, these factors make the teaching profession unbearable for even the best educators, and the list goes on and on. Some teachers state that inadequate training is the reason, especially the new ones who never return for the second year. Inadequate preparation by the administration and school board for the school year, the challenging working conditions and unrealistic expectations for first-year teachers. And it is just the tip of the iceberg. Following is a list of the most prominent reasons why teachers are forced to quit their jobs. Number one, overwhelming stress. The emotional stress teachers are dealing with seems to be at an all-time high. In fact, a national survey, think about this, a national survey shows that 58% of classroom teachers describe their mental health as not good. And another survey confirms that nearly two-thirds feel their jobs are always or often stressful, roughly double the rates of stress experienced by the general workforce. Working under such conditions is untenable. Educators cannot do their best for students when they are struggling with the physical and mental effects of stress. The second point here is lack of respect. Many teachers, feel that negative effects of what they perceive as a lack of respect. A recent report from Penn State University and the nonprofit Robert Wood Johnson Foundation claims among professional occupations, teachers rate lowest in feeling that their opinions count at work. In addition, many teachers report feeling micromanaged by administrators and parents. The next point, the workdays are about 30% too long. A report from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation found that teachers work an average of 10 hours and 40 minutes a day, which is 3 hours and 20 minutes more than the average required by U.S. public schools. A typical workday for a teacher starts at 7 in the morning that goes till 4 p.m. That includes a lunch break, but as soon as they get home, they have to spend at least another hour to plan the next day and a couple of hours more to grade assignments, prepare lectures. They often involve their partners in for their work since it is just too much to handle every single day. And you know, there's a lot of teachers that work beyond 4 p.m. as well, you know. Let me move on here. It says, and it's rare that they get a full day leave ever. Going home for teachers does not mean that they are well rested or that they are happy with their work life balance, if there is any. More importantly, there is nothing to motivate them. They are not paid anything commensurate for working extra during or after the school day, let alone on the weekends. The next point I want to talk about is the lack of a decent salary. According to the National Education Associate, teachers earn an average starting salary of right around $39,000 a year, which works out to be about $20 to $30 an hour after factoring in monthly expenses like rent, groceries, student loan payments, and other basic expectations. It doesn't exactly make for comfortable earnings. 7% of teachers who earn more than $40,000 their first year return the next year, compared with 87% who earn less than $40,000. And by the fifth year, 89% of those earning $40,000 or more were still on the job, compared with 80% earning less than $40,000. Underpaid teachers find it difficult to support their families on their wage. In addition, teachers are routinely asked to donate money to support their underprivileged students, contribute to the student holiday shopping fund, or bring in food for families in need. They're asked to contribute to the school's hospitality fund for staff parties and other events, and to help with meals for staff members who are unable to work due to poor health or a family emergency. The next point, they are asked to take on too many roles. Okay? You know, teachers feel pressured by administrators to be not only an instructor, okay, but in many cases a parent, social worker, and a psychologist, just to name a few roles. They are also constantly pressured to join school committees, sponsor clubs, and help supervise after-school events. All of these activities usually take place outside of their contract hours and in many cases are not paid for their time. The next point here is keeping students engaged keeps getting harder and harder. Students' attention spans keep getting shorter. Educators are competing against video games and all kinds of highly stimulating technology. Kids are engaged in for long periods of time outside of school. Teachers keep having to make lessons more fun, more lively, more exciting, and they seem to keep getting shorter because many kids simply can't stay focused for longer than 10 minutes at a time. They also have to constantly learn the latest fun online educational programs, which seem to change all too frequently. Just as you think we have mastered the current one, there's a newer and better one teachers are expected to pick up. Many feel that they have to practically sing and dance just to keep the students' attention. Well, and what's worse is that they feel the students expect to be entertained daily when they come to class. Frankly, it is just exhausting. If the dynamics of teaching are changing, their compensation and flexibility of the job should upgrade as well. The next point, they have to share their classrooms and desks with other teachers. Now, floating educators use their colleagues' classrooms to teach during their colleagues' planning time. Now, not in every case, but there are some instances where this does happen. Now, what this means is that these teachers have to leave their rooms during their planning period and find somewhere else to work. It is not uncommon for the host teachers to return to their classrooms to find students' desks have been rearranged or the room has been left in shambles. Sure, there's normally a verbal agreement between the host teacher and the floater as to how the room will be left, but it's not always honored. Room and desk sharing is highly stressful for educators and can often cause resentfulness between them. Host teachers resent having to be asked to leave their classroom during their planning periods, and they resent finding their rooms a mess when they return. Now, likewise, floaters resent the fact that they don't even have their own classroom and that they have to adjust to different classrooms throughout the day. And we'll move on to the next point, which is there is too much pressure to teach to the test. Now, this is a real biggie here, because schools can lose their accreditation due to low standardized test scores. There is a tremendous amount of pressure on educators to teach to the test. This means not just focusing strictly on teaching content that aligns with grade level standards, but also spending a lot of time teaching our students test-taking strategies. Some districts even utilize a teacher merit pay model, which means their teacher salaries are based on their students' standardized test scores. Schools that are at particular risk of losing state accreditation are those with a high percentage of students from low socioeconomic backgrounds and English language learners. The academic gap between where these students are functioning and what is considered grade level is much greater for these students than it is for native English speakers from higher socioeconomic backgrounds. The next point. Students are coming to school increasingly unprepared to learn. They lack basic academic skills. More and more students are entering our classrooms each and every year without basic academic skills in reading, writing, and mathematics. Meanwhile, academic standards are rising across all grade levels. This means that the performance gap between where students are currently functioning academically and where they are expected to function is widening. Consequently, educators have to work harder to bring these students up to grade level standards. With class sizes getting larger across the nation, the pressure teachers are under to bring their growing number of lower performing students up to par can at times seem overwhelming. The next point here is teachers are told to just go with the flow. I find this kind of interesting. Perhaps the most disturbing aspect, okay, of being a public school educator today is just simply just do it mentality that permeates public education. Teachers feel pressured just to keep quiet, keep smiling, and keep going. Catchphrases such as keep calm and carry on are constantly tossed around in public education. These flippant slogans condition us to accept our circumstances as if we are doing something heroic rather than running against common horse sense and against what is best for their students. But teachers know that to speak out means putting our jobs on the line, and they have bills to pay and families to support. Many of them have kids in college and need to save toward their retirement. They are caught up in a self-defeating system, and it's no wonder many educators are retiring early or changing careers. Unfortunately, for many other teachers, it's too late to switch careers, or they can't afford to retire early. This is only saddening, and if you know a teacher, you can hear them make the same complaints. But if they cannot find anything better, they have to make a living somehow. Luckily or unluckily, there are ways to prevent these shortfalls that are only putting the future of generations to come at stake. Okay, to lighten up the mood, everyone who attended today's session deserves the light of hope. So here are some ways teacher retention can be improved. But before we discuss how retention can be improved, here's another word from our sponsor. Teachers, would you like to supercharge your writer's workshop with an engaging lesson that your students will really love? Well, right now, grab a free copy of my Let's Write a Book activity. Engage your students by having them create their very own mini book. The resource comes complete with templates and step-by-step directions. All you have to do to get your free copy is go to getstartedonthewrightfoot.com. That's getstartedonthewrightfoot.com and claim your copy. Your students will feel proud knowing that they are authors of their very own mini book. Okay, the first thing that we can do to improve teacher retention, okay, is cultivate collaboration. Even in a classroom full of students, teachers can feel very much alone. And according to several studies, isolation can push teachers to leave the profession altogether. One study found that when teachers did not have access to collaborative relationships, one out of every five left the profession. Now, isn't that just astounding? Think about that. However, when schools provided opportunities for teachers to collaborate with one another, their teacher retention rates increased. The next point here, empower teachers to succeed. When teachers can't successfully teach their students, they become doubtful of their teaching abilities and may consider switching professions. In fact, a Harvard report confirms that when teachers lack self-efficacy, they are more likely to stop teaching. School districts can prevent this from happening, and according to studies, increase teacher retention rates instead by giving their teachers the resources that they need to be successful. And that brings us to the next area, which is create better work conditions. When teachers dislike their work environment, and I think this goes without saying here, they may dread going into work as much as the students dread going to school. A study from the Peabody Journal of Education revealed that the way in which teachers perceive their schools' working conditions and environment were the most significant predictors of beginning teachers' morale, career choice commitment, and plans to stay in teaching. And unfortunately, improving your school's work environment doesn't require costly repairs or renovations. One study from Teachers College Record found that when it comes to school environment, teachers care more about cultural conditions than clean facilities or technology. To ensure that your teachers have the best working conditions possible, promote a positive school culture where both teachers and students feel safe, trusted, and respected. Unless schools take action to mitigate teacher turnover, the problems associated with a dwindling teacher population will only intensify in the coming years. Fortunately, recent studies and teacher feedback have revealed proven methods that will improve the likelihood of teacher retention, along with mitigating the significant costs associated with turnover. These strategies will strengthen the overall fabric of schools by cultivating effective collaboration, increasing teacher success, and improving school culture. As a result, district leaders can create a school environment in which both students and teachers can thrive. Now, before we wind down, I want to say that teaching is an honorable profession, okay? It's a tough profession, and oftentimes a thankless one. And as such, please make sure that you take care of yourself. Find a creative outlet, a hobby, to ensure your own mental health. And just rest assured knowing that you are making a difference in the lives of boys and girls that you teach. Well, this brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Hiles. We hope that you enjoyed listening to the issues regarding teacher retention and what can be done to improve teacher retention rates. When you get a chance, visit my blog and subscribe to my newsletter for the latest educational research and unadvertised bonuses at stevesclassroomresources.blogspot.com. That's stevesclassroomresources.blogspot.com. And don't forget to subscribe to us at the Teacher Rockstar Podcast. And if you'd like to support us, please feel free to share our podcast with others. Post about it on social media and leave us a review. That would be super cool. Thanks again, folks, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. And remember, teachers, you got this.